it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
All right, welcome to our very first garden show of the season. I don't know if you caught Maynard there doing his impression of Tiny Tim or not, but Dwayne Hastad joins us once again. Good morning, Dwayne. Are you excited for the first show of the year?
Yeah, I'm excited for the whole season, and this first show is great, and I appreciate everybody listening. I think we've been doing the show for around 29 years.
Okay.
That's been a while.
That's a long time.
This is my 46th year in the horticulture business.
Wow.
I'm not even that old, Paul. How's that work?
Well, you always tell me you grew up in the garden with your grandma, so.
Yeah, with my mom.
Oh, your mom. Okay.
Yep, she was quite a gardener, and that was fun. Those are good old days. So I can blame her for me getting involved.
Yep.
And you know what? It'd been my mom and dad's anniversary today. 82 years they would have been married.
Oh,
they
wow.
both passed away, but 82 years.
Okay.
So.
Yep, and you've been involved with Heather. When did you start the business there, Dwayne?
Well, I've been involved with Heather for 41 years.
Okay.
And we started in Madison, then Dawson, or Dawson, then Madison, and then Montevideo. So we have three locations, and all three locations are still going. So check them all out. All have different things, and all have similar things. So, but, you know, little thing we talked about, and we talked about this before the show, is what does Heather do? And I always tell you guys to keep changing the names during the season.
Yep.
So Heather stays the same, but we have Heather Nursery, which I consider the trees and shrubs and maybe the chemical part of it. And we are a garden center. We have lots of, you know, things to take care of your garden. And then I always tell you to greenhouse, which is really going right now. We're busy planting. So we have greenhouse plants and garden seeds and everything you need to grow those things on. And we're definitely a floral shop. We have lots of flowers and cut flowers and can help, you know, help people with birthdays and special occasions and funerals mm-hmm. and everyday flowers. So can help with all that. So we do a lot of different things at Heather.
Yep, you do, that's for sure. And as we always do, we always open the phone lines for our listeners that have questions that they would like to give to Dwayne. So we're going to open the phone lines up now. 320-598-7301. That's 320-598-7301 if you have a lawn or garden question for Dwayne. And he's never been stumped.
Yeah, right. I will do my best, and you know, I've been in the business many years and have had a lot of questions, a lot of experience, so I'll talk from experience. And if I don't know, and there's no such thing as a dumb question, I would, you know, investigate it and probably come back with an answer the following week. We're always on once a week on the radio program at 8:15 on Thursday, so on mm-hmm. Q92.
All right.
And question and answers are more than welcome, so don't be afraid to ask those. And we already have some questions.
Yeah, but before we get to the question, Dwayne, last year we started this Plant of the Week, and what's our plant? Let's start that out this morning. I did post it on our KLQP Facebook page, and what's our Plants of the Week?
Plants of the Week is probably, you know, it shouldn't be titled Plants this week, but I put garden seeds out there, okay, and people are thinking about their garden. And you know what? This year, more than many other years, I'd get your seeds because they've been hard to find.
Oh, really?
Garden seeds, I don't know. Last year, a lot of people started gardening with all this crap going on.
Yep, it still is.
Yeah. And so gardening has become very popular. It's a thing you can do with your family and a good way to raise good quality, you know, vegetables and fruits. So if you're looking for specific things, I would get them. Heather Nursery sells North Star seeds. And I don't know, Paul, if you remember the old Farmer Seed and Nursery garden seed supply out of Faribault, Minnesota.
Okay.
Heather used to be connected with Faribault Farmer Seeds, but they no longer exist. But we continue, there's a gentleman in Faribault that has continued that seed line. It's called North Star Seeds. And these are kind of maybe the proven old-time seeds that, you know, grandma and grandpa and moms and dads had. And so we do North Star Seeds. They're especially for the northern areas of the country. And we have a full line of those types of seeds. And then something have been dabbling in, done for the years, is bulk garden seeds. I mean, that's where you can buy seeds in quantity. And we really have a lot of those this year. And we did a lot of specialty seeds, you know, like warty pumpkins, and some of those specialty seeds are really different.
Okay.
We posted that online.
Yep.
And we make our own seed packets for that. And there's some pretty cool pictures on that. So check that out, our specialty seeds and North Star Seeds.
All right. So get that garden ready, right?
And so, you know, one of the questions I think coming up is, you know, what's some general tips that you should be doing? And one of the tips this year is probably get your garden seeds. And there's also a limited numbers of potatoes out there this year. And even some of the varieties aren't there. So we haven't gotten our potatoes in yet, but we will be getting them either tomorrow or the beginning of the week. But we have our onion sets. That doesn't seem to be a problem in getting onion sets. So we have onion sets to put in the garden. But one of the things is don't rush it either.
Right.
The soil temperature has to be, you know, some things will grow at 50 degrees. You know, your cool season crops, they call. But your warmer season crops, it should be, soil temperature should be 60 to 70 degrees, especially if you're doing sweet corn or corn like that. Temperature should be 70 degrees or you're just losing ground.
Okay. Is there a way to measure the temperature of the ground?
Yeah, there's a soil thermometer that you can put into the ground, and I have one of that, so we'll be reporting on that. And right now, there's snow outside. So. No go.
Yeah, and we're not done with March yet, so.
No, but you know, things to be doing, though, is if you have pruning to do yet, you know, like on your fruit trees, that definitely should be done. Get the pruning done. Or if you have bottom branches on some of your trees that have always been a pain in the butt, or if you had dead branches should definitely come out of there. It's a good time to be pruning on, especially your bigger items when the plants are dormant.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the pruning, because one of our listeners just called in a pruning question. Is it now a good time to prune apple trees, or is it too late?
It's not too late. I don't know if there's any sap flowing yet, but even if there is, that really doesn't hurt. The trees are still dormant. But it's time to be doing that. I would definitely get that done in March.
Does it matter if it's an apple tree or some other kind of tree, or what?
You can do your trees in general, you know, shade trees or whatever. I wouldn't do your evergreens. Evergreens should be done when they're actively growing. But your, you know, deciduous trees, fruit trees, time to do those.
All right.
What do you have crossing branches, you know?
Uh-huh.
What was your question?
Well, I was just going to go with another question here.
Go ahead.
How do I prepare my garden for spring?
Good question. There's theories that, you know, some people don't till their garden because you disturb some of the biology, the beneficial fungi and beneficial bacteria in there. But if you add that every year, I think it's a good idea. I would get your compost. Have your area picked out. If it's a garden from last year, I would definitely put some compost on there if you have that. You know, well-rotted leaves or well-rotted manure, put that on there. And you till that in, but before you till that in, I would put some fertilizer on there, and I would strongly suggest that we sell a fertilizer called Earth Elements or Eco Elements,
mm-hmm.
which has minerals in it, okay? It's a lot more minerals than a normal fertilizer you buy, you know, like a 10-10-10. This will have the nitrogen, phosphorus, and potash, but also has the minerals in it. And I would use the starter one because that will help your seed start. So and that also has the beneficial bacteria and fungi in it. So you spread that over your garden, till that in, and you don't want it to be laying out there a real sunny day because it will kill the biology in that fertilizer. But you till that in, or if you don't have compost, you can buy manure in bags and peat moss. We have big bales of peat moss. Put that on there, fertilizer on there, and till that in. If you have any you know, a lot of trash or something on your garden, you should probably clean that up before you get chilling into your garden.
Isn't it too early to do that, Dwayne?
Or? Oh, yeah, it's way too early.
Yep.
But thinking of, you know, people get excited. your area you're tilling or working up should kind of be dry. Because if you till and it's wet, you just create all these mud balls in there. And then you don't have a good planting environment. So yeah. patience.
Yeah, there's really nothing you can do now.
Well, this past Sunday was pretty nice out. It was a little chilly, but it was dry out, and we didn't have the snow. I went outside and worked on my area.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Okay. You know, I get bored easy. I went out and picked up sticks, you know, general cleaning up of the yard. I didn't do any raking, but I got... There's, you know, we had some pretty good winds this winter and picked up sticks, and if there was anything broken or whatever, I pruned that off. And I did some renovating of my bushes because I haven't been very faithful in the last few years, but gotten some energy now and got to be out there. And I cut some of my bushes all the way to the ground.
No.
I call that, it's not really pruning, it's renovating. And those bushes will come back up. I had golden barberries, which are pretty big, and I cut five of them to the ground and hauled them to the dump.
Yep, okay.
So those types of things, you know, for the general early type stuff, mm-hmm. Clean up before you do a lot of those other things, and definitely pruning your fruit trees, shade trees, your bushes, go at that.
So what do you, have you already planned what you're going to plant in your garden this spring, Dwayne?
You always think about that. I mean, you know, the old-time ways, we used to get all these garden seed catalogs, and we still get some of those. So those are always fun to, you know, look through and see the new things and plan out. And we have a lot of some new seeds this year, and that would encourage some. But yeah, I have kind of planned. I'm going to have a garden again this year.
What are you going to put in it?
I had to pick what I've already been shopping for. Is definitely and what I would do is plant what you like or what your family likes so you use it, okay? So that's what's always in the back of my head. And
okay.
My wife Betty and I like honey baby butternut squash. It's really a sweet squash. And me be diabetic, I can't have a lot of sugar. And this squash is really sweet without having to put, you know, the good big chunk of butter or a good big chunk of brown sugar on it.
Right.
Definitely in my garden, it's going to be honey baby butternut squash. I like sweet potatoes. I'm going to plant sweet potatoes this year. I like shelling peas, like green arrow peas. Like potatoes, Yukon Gold, Viking, Norland potatoes. I like Norland potatoes. They're small red ones.
Yep.
They're the first ones to go. That's a must.
Okay.
Other things that I have, I like carrots. Tender sweet carrots is a very good carrot. Does very well around here. I planted some strawberries I like. You know, those are perennial type things.
Yep.
Asparagus. Got to have asparagus.
Okay.
Like asparagus. Then I like to do my Halloween things because we have these specialty pumpkins that have warty pumpkins or the big, you know, jack-o'-lantern pumpkins or the little baby pumpkins and gourds. I always like to put a little section of that, and I always plant some sugar baby watermelons.
Yeah. All right, we got 2 minutes left here, Dwayne. What's happening at Heather Nursery and Greenhouse then?
Well, you know, this is our farming time, okay? We are definitely planting like crazy and starting seeds in our greenhouse. If you want a smell of spring or a look at spring, stop in our greenhouses. We got the greenhouses in Dawson and Monty started, and we'll be starting Madison's pretty soon. Garden seeds are here. Our onion sets are here. And so those things are what we're really busy with, and getting all our middle of April to the is we get our trees and shrubs and that type, so we've been planting that, and we get our landscaping supplies. And it was just St. Patty's Day yesterday, so we had some flowers, and always have fresh flowers in the coolers and have displays there. So, busy time. It's
so
our
when
it's
are
our
the,
time.
When are they open? When are you open?
Seems like I'm here all the time right now, but busy time. You know, when you're farming, you got to farm. You know, so when you're planting the greenhouse, you got to get it done. So, but our official hours are 8 till 5 o'clock every day, except for Friday or Friday to Saturday. We're here from 9 till noon, and if you have to be, okay. You need us later than that, just call and we can talk to you. Had a few calls this morning that are all want me to help plan out their landscaping. So if you have landscaping questions, have a landscaping crew to install, and I can help you plan it.
All right, we got to run, Dwayne. Thanks a lot for the first time this year.
See you tonight. It's ball game.
You bet. There you go.
Thanks.
Dwayne Hasted with The Gardening Show.